then he will go anywhere else and he will never return home. Then what will be done? What you are thinking? That I must find him and keep it in my courtyard, and after that my turning, I will go to him and I will take him in my garden and I will give him milk, and after that I will console him and then he will be strong. Otherwise he may go to jungle anywhere. He can jump in Jamuna, then what to do? Then we will all die without Krishna. So he bundled Krishna and kept there. So many boys came. They Krishna ke yahan par sukh gaya tha unke aansu. जो सोदा मैया छोड़ करके चली आई, जो सोदा मैं लक्ष्य कृष्ण देव एंड टोल्ड द बॉय कीप केयर एंड आफ्टर दैट आई विल कम एंड डू एवरीथिंग, डोंट ओपन अनटाइड द डोर, स्पेशली यू शुड केयर, अदरवाइज आई विल गिव यू ऑल्सो योर लेसन एंड आई विल बाइंड यू ऑल्सो. तुमको भी बांध दूंगी. बच्चे बड़े डर रहे थे यशोदा मैया के हाथ हाथ में लड़की देखा. देयर आर टियरिंग फ्रॉम मदर एंड कृष्ण मैं यशोदा के एंड बिगन टू शॉ. बट हिज माइंड वॉज नॉट हियर. His mind was there. Unka ye kahan kahan se gaya? What is Krishna doing? Why I did so? He was lamenting, releasing herself. Apne ko wo dhikkar de, kyon aise bacche ko bandha? Badi mushkil se is pradhavastha mein ek bachcha mila. और उसको हमने इस प्रकार की रू लाया. और यशोदा जी मनी मन में रो रही है, किंतु उनको संतना देने के लिए कोई नहीं है. ये बड़ी पश्चात की बात है. यशोदा एंड ही वॉज सीइंग दैट कृष्ण इज वेटिंग एंड ही वॉज ऑल्सो वेटिंग, बट देयर वॉज नन टू कंसोल श्रीमती यशोदा जी. In the meantime, the wave came from Upananda home with her mother, with his mother. उस समय नंदवाल आए. उपानंद के घर से यशोदा मैया के कहीं जाने पर उसे चली गई थी अपनी मैया के साथ में गले लिया है. रोहिणी से चली गई घर में और बलदेव जी गए कहां? जहां पर थे कृष्ण थे वहां पर गए. अरे कृष्ण को किसने बांधा? ये रो क्यों रहा? यदि किसी ने बांधा है विश्व ब्रह्मांड में कोई होगा, साजिश तुम्हें देख लूंगा. उनके आंखों में भी आंसू डबडबाए. संदेश के अनुसार द क्रिसमस वाइज इज एवरीथिंग. दैट इज हु हैज फाइंडेड रियल कृष्ण. आर इज एनीवन इन द होल लैंड आई विल सी हिम एंड पनिश हिम फॉर हिम. ही वाज सो मच एंग्री. When Krishna got in that day, he began to weep some more. All the white silence, suddenly it was subjective. उनका क्रूस देख करके इतने में श्रीराम भैया जी आ गए और कृष्ण उनके बल्लभ जी के काम में कर दिया। श्रीराम ने फल क्रम कौन दिन और भी दंडे ये महिला ने बांधा मादर हस्बैंड जी नॉन इंडी बन बनते प्रभु टाइम पर कैम डॉन महाराज गुरु जी क्लासेस बिकॉज आई शुड नॉट स्पीक सो मच बट वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग एंड वेरी स्वीट this particular path.
Master, you were saying that you then tried to open it, but we
are you still talking? Go from around.
Krishna, without Srimati, oh, don't. গৌরাঙ্গ বলিতে হবে, গৌরাঙ্গ বলিতে হবে। তো পিবিল সাত গৌর নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু অ্যান্ড বাই দেয়ার মার্সি অ্যান্ড অলসো দি মার্সিস অফ রূপ গোস্বামী, রঘুনাথ দাস গোস্বামী, অল দি গোস্বামী, ইউ ক্যান ইজিলি এন্টার ইন দি পাস্ট টাইমস অফ রাধা অ্যান্ড কৃষ্ণ অ্যান্ড দি সংসার কনজুগাল আদারওয়াইজ নট। So we are now praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Bolite Have Sulabh. I want that you should not see any book when singing. Please remember this for future.
Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Sada Bhaktaya Namo अंगश्यामलिङ्गकटाभिरमित मन्दीकृतेन्दीवरम् जग्दञ्जगुगरोचितं विदधतं पट्टम्बरस्य श्रिया बृन्दारण्यनिवासिनं श्रीलसद्दामाभिरामोदरं राधाकन्दनिवेशित जलभुजं ध्यायेन्दामोदरं भक्त्यादिहीनापराधलक्ष्यै कृताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृतामनिष्वान्तरणं प्रपन्ना वृन्देनुमस्ते चरणान् तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि नदिवानि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं मां चरणं कृते। टुडे इस अपरेंट डे ऑफ Ramchandra. So it is a very sacred day. He took birth in the West Bengal. He was the son of a very great king. The king was two brothers, but
only one son. From the beginning of his life he was so he was so pure and devoted that he did not agree to take marriage, and he left his home at the age of 16 and came to Vrindavan. He wanted to take darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time he was in Puri, but then he left his home and he was going in the way of Puri. He heard that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates like Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Gadadhar Pandit, all were gradually disappearing. His heart was broken and he turned his journey towards now in Vrindavan. When he came, in the way he heard that Rupa and Sanatan also has this. Shyamananda Prabhu and Srinivaswar were also coming to Braja. The three jointly went to Srila Jivushan. He was in at that time Vrindavan in Radha Damodar temple. And in Radha Kunda, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was present there. His arachana was so hard that anyone cannot fall. Very, very hard. Nothing eating. Always eating. Always chanting. Always remembering. Always full of tears, rolling down on the bank of Radha. When Rupa Goswami disappeared, he thought that at first he was at Jagannath Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was disappeared, Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda and also Gadadhar Pandit. Then he decided to go to Vrindavan and to fall from the very high hill mountains to earth and thus give up his life. He first came to Vrindavan to die, to jump in Jamuna. But he saw that there are very little water in Jamuna. In the separation of Krishna, Jamuna was also separate, feeling separate. Then he thought that I should go to Govardhan and I will jump from the top of Govardhan and thus I will give up my this life. Rupa Sanatan were at that time there. They consoled him. If by uncalling of first, when Rupa Sanatan was alive, he reached in Vrindavan. So at that time, after that, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, they consoled them. If by giving this life, anyone can have the darshan and to serve Radha and Krishna, then I am the first person, I am the last person. First person to give up my life. But I know that by this, Krishna is not but at it. So you should not try to do. He used to do bhajan, and after that he went to Govardhan. But when he heard that Rupa Goswami has left this world and he has gone into the Aprakat Leela, then he was so much feeling separation. At that time, there was no fear in his heart to express his lamentation. He told that, I don't want to live in Radhakund because it seems like Adhigarayate, maybe. Like, Kund like it. Kunda. Tundayate. Tundayate means
that. Tiger of mouth.
Tiger mouth. And Giriraj Govardhan seems like Adhigarayate snake, very big snake. And everything is this ghost. Ghost means all brother. Seems to be like zero. I cannot sleep. Was expressing his separation by all the gods. It has been written in his prayer. So all were in very, very dismal
separation.
And in the meantime, he came from Vrindavan. Shyamananda Prabhu, not from Thakur and Srinivasa. They wanted to have any stay of Vaishnava, Anugatha,
shelter,
and there is two children speak of the Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami was present there. Jiva Goswami became very happy. And he thought that Krishna has arranged to do, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has arranged that this young devotee should be teached, that should be given all the classes of Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sanatana Goswami and all. So he became so pleased to have a student like them and he became so. Teach them all shastras. Shaktam Dharma, Priyad Bhagavat Amrit, the explanations of Sanatana Goswami, Priyad Vaishnava, Toshini, Hari Bhakti Vilas, Bhakti Goswami Sindhu, Ujjal Nirmani, and all the books. Very soon, they became master of all these things. Srila Jiva Goswami asked them to be initiated by any qualified Vaishnava. Shyamananda Prabhu was initiated by Sajayananda of Kalna. But they were not Narottam Thakur and Shyamananda not initiated yet. They told that we want to be initiated by you. We don't think that there is anyone in this whole Braja qualified like you. You are Akinchan, Nishkinchan and Paramsattva Garasik Vaishnava. We want that you to be initiated. But he denied. I'm not qualified for this. So you can go. He directed Narottam Thakur to go to Loknath Goswami, who was the Mahaprabhu ke parikar the, associate of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he came first with Bhugarbha Goswami to Vrindavan to do bhajan. He warned Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami not to mention anything about him. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has followed his word. He was so akinchan in the Narottam Thakur. When asked by Srila Jiva Goswami, went to him and set flight on his lotus feet and prayed that you should initiate. Though I am not qualified, but yet I want you to initiate. See, retort. You are a son of very big king. You are so beautiful. You are so energetic.
Learned.
You are learned. You have taken all these things from Srila Jiva Goswami. So I cannot initiate you. I have no disciple. I don't want to make any disciple. But he promised that I will be only initiated by you. I will not have any other guru. He returned and in night he used to all night, every night, he used to clean his soul and to clear his path on which he used to go in the night to make his soul. He used to throw his soul from very
far
away from there and used to give cow dung there and quite small, quite pure he used to make his way. After so many days, Loknath Goswami thought that who is the person he is cleaning daily, always in my soul and making clear everything, the way and everything. He began to search and he used to do bhajan without sleeping. So one day he was saying that who is he who is coming and clearing all this. In the midnight, very beautiful prince like this Narsam Thapu came, and when he was going to throw, he catch hold of him and, "Who are you?" Narsam Thapu began to weep. "Who are you?" The turtle, "And why you are doing so?" He told that, "I am Dukhi Narsam." Dukhi? What? Sad.
I am miserable Narasimha.
Unhappy. I am unhappy Narasimha. I am worthless. And a useless person. But I want to do bhajan of Krishna. So you should be merciful to me. To tell you yes, I am so glad and satisfied by your this service. At first I have made up my mind not to make any
disciple,
but I see that you are qualified person. So only one I had a disciple like you. And he told him to take bath, and in the morning Yamuna was near, he took bath in Yamuna, he went and began to serve Loknath Goswami and to follow his instructions. He gave initiation of Krishna Mantra Gopal Mantra and Gopal Mantra and Kama Gayatri. Clean Krishnaya and clean Kamdeva. And gave him so many instructions. You should not have any kinds of worldly desire. Give up all this. Be sinadapi sunis karurapi sahisuna. To follow all these teachings. He began to do. He began to chant, sitting in his cottage. It was very far away from location. One day, in the summer day, any plow cultivator came and told that I am so thirsty, you should give me water. He told first to Loknath Goswami, but Loknath Goswami is so abject in taking Harinam, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Hare. And thinking, remembering the past times of Krishna, that he was thinking in the ocean of Arasa. He has no any outward jnan or anything. Quite as yet. So he came to the young Mahatmaji and told that, oh Choto Baba, I am so thirsty. I have no rope and
bucket.
Please give me
water.
He was doing bhajan. He at once left his Harinam and he went and he gave water to him and he was satisfied and he went away. In the meantime, Loknath Goswami became Chaitanya.
Became
sense. And he knew everything. He called young Babaji, that Narottam Thakur, and told, at once you should go to your home. I don't want a disciple like you. You should at once give up this place. Why you did so? He began to weep and told that he was so thirsty. But he told, replied, perhaps you don't know that name and nami is one. Say, when you are chanting her name, you should think that I am serving Radha and Krishna Bhava. Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Srimati Radhika, and Ram, Radha Raman Ram, Krishna. And Hare Srimati Radhike, who controls the mind of Krishna and heart. She fixed the heart of Krishna, so he is Hara. And some Hare Krishna and Radha Krishna. And serving, remembering the past times and serving. But getting the service of Radha and Krishna, he went to quench the thirst of any person. So he thought that to give water is more better than to serve Krishna and Radha. So you should go to work and you should do there. I don't like you. Understand his will, his siddhant view? Very high, but it is actual. But that is low. Abhinatsvatma nama chintamani Krishna rasa vigraha anadirachane Nitya Siddha Purna Mukta Abhinat Swam Namanamino. Nam and Krishna himself are the same. In other sense, Krishna has manifested his all power in Nam more than his Swarup. From the beginning of this world and at the last of this world, Krishna name can uddhar kar sakte hain. Lakho lakho logon ko uddhar can kya hoga?
Deliver.
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 But Krishna cannot himself do this thing. For Namaparadhi, Krishna will not do anything, but his name can do something. So, in some cases, Krishna Nam is more superior than Krishna himself, because he has invested all the powers in the... So, we should think that when we are chanting Krishna name, quietly accepting that. Remembering the pastimes of Krishna, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, we should remember all this. Like Rupa Goswami, Shad Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, Sanatana Goswami was chanting them and serving Krishna and Radha always. So we should try to do like this, quietly observing. They used to sit sometimes, and where night and day went, passed away, they could not remember when it was day and when it became night and it went also. So he asked order that you should give up my this place and go to your grihastha. He requested him so much, but he could not allow it. At last he went, and there began to preach everywhere. The glories of his Gurudev, the glories of Radha Krishna and everything. He established 7 temples there, and he invited all the Vaishnavas, Braja, Navadvip Dham, Navadvip Mandal, Kshetra Mandal, Gaur Mandal, all. All came there. Jannama Devi was presiding over that meeting, council.
Thank you.
All there, he was singing all the Kirtan. At that time he sang this Gauranga Bolita Habe Puloka. When he was singing this song, he was quietly observing this. At once Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Haridas Thakur, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit and all his associates with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared there, and they began to do Kirtan in the mixing their sounds in Narottam Thakur song. All were amazed at once. How is it? What we are seeing? We are seeing dream or actual we are seeing? After that, when the Kirtan was ended, the S disappeared at once. So he was a very rajas, pure bhakta. It is seen that he has some shakti from, power from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was Narottam Thakur, accompanied with Shyamananda and Srinivas. He was bringing all the books to Bengal for preaching. But in the way, a dacoit king looted all the books. He thought that these are so valuable treasures, jewels. They were jewels indeed, but not worldly jewels. They were spiritual. At last, Srinivas sent them to Bengal, Narottam Thakur and Shyamananda, and he was there and searching the book. At last he searched, and the king got apology. And fell flat on their in his lotus feet. And he became disciple of Srinivasacharya. And he was very humble. So, qualified disciple and Vaishnava. Asana Narottam Thakur, he was by caste Kayastha. Like a Baniya. But actually he was not in any caste. He was out of the caste. He was the Krishna associate, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associate. We should not try to see what is the caste and creed of any Vaishnava. Otherwise we will do offense. They are out of caste and creed. Atma has no cause and creed, nothing in this world. Naham vipro, nacha narpati, na vivachyo na sudra.
Naham
varani, nacha narpati. Kintu pradhyan, nikhala paramananda, purana sabde, gopi bhartu, padakamalyur, rasda. We are Mandi, but we were Mandi. We are Mandi, the servant of Srimati Radhika, servant of Lord's feet of Shastra. Yeah. This is our Parichaya, Shuddha
Parichaya.
Identity. We are not Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, nor we are Grihastha, Brahmachari, Vanaprasthi, Arsanyasi, or anything of this world. We are only the Das of Krishna Das. This is our pure
identity.
So he was out of caste and creed. He was the associate of Krishna. He had come to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by taking all the world's persons towards Krishna. But the Brahmins used to know that they do not understand the glory of
Narottama.
They thought that he is Sudra, not Brahmin. And we are Brahmin. And he is giving
initiation
to Brahmins also. So he will go to hell. He is bound to go to hell. And he will suffer in this world. That a Brahmin can initiate any Brahmin and other. Brahman is Jagat Guru. But you being a Sudra, you are giving initiation to Brahmins and all castes of devotees. It is quite wrong and it is against Shastra. At that time, Narottama Thakur was so sick. He was of 80 years or more than that. At that time he could not walk. He wanted to return to his master, holy master Radha and Krishna. So he told that he could not come. But Ramchandra Puri and all his other disciples, they came to that place and they began to sell something in that town. Somewhere
betel
nut, rice, wheat, brooming, and other things. Some betel nuts and other things. Like a shopkeeper. And they were so much a learned person. When they came to this town, the against party Brahmins came, having so much trouble, big. Shastri, Mahasastri, Pancha. Saptachar, Panchachar, Dipancha, Nyay Panchanan. They came there. It was declared that tomorrow there will be a meeting and discuss about this. And also Narottama Thakur will come here. Will be present in that association. And what?
Meeting.
So all were coming from different parts of India. So they went to shop for shop, somewhere fond of betel nuts, some of they wanted to cook their cooking with his own hands, so went for wood, dry wood and other things. All used. When anyone went to wooden shop, in very simple, any Vaishnava was there. He told you, what you want? Who are you?
Kastam,
who are you? Then he told them, my name is this. No, you are telling lies. And after that, who am I? And they become in so much great discussion that we are Krishna Das, he was telling, and he was telling that I am Brahmin and Kshatri. He told them, what is the jati of this physical body, matter? And we are Atma, so so you cannot be all this. So in that stuff, they were defeated so much. All those who are going to battle not talk, he also asked, who are you? And he told his worldly designation, and thus argument was going on, and he was defeated. So all were Mahamahapidvan, Bhattacharya and all were defeated there. They met in the night and told that tomorrow how we can sow our mouth. If we here in this village, all these sub-kissers are so learned that they fitted us, how we can go in the assembly of Pillar of Narottam Thakur? We cannot. So all in night played away from there.
अरे
मैया क्या तू बोल और आज जाओ आज आज रख जाओ आज बिगड़ जाओ पीछे हम कल कल संभाल लेंगे मैं पहले पीछे बतलाऊंगा मथुरा वासियों को After that, the cry of the played away. After that, Narottam Thakur went to Ganges. He became paralyzed. He made himself like that. And he showed that I am paralyzed, and all that took him to Ganges. There, all the disciples of Narottam Thakur were there. They were praying that, O Thakurji, Narottam Gurudev, if you will die at once, you will give up this body and will go to Krishna, that all the Brahmins will tell that he had initiated Brahmins and that is why he was paralyzed. And thus he was suffering so much and he had gone to hell. So we pray that you should be pure
as before
you are. Saying this, Narottam Thakur became quite young, and he began to run here, there, and he returned to his home again, his ashram, like no sickness, no paralyzed and nothing is there. They saw and they became paralyzed, some of them, those who were telling like this. Some of them became blind, some became a snake, bite them, so many things. At last they were so worried that they came to the lotus feet of Narottam Thakur and apologized. Raghunath Das Goswami excused them. And then again he did like so and came on the bank of Ganges and he went inside in the realm of Guru Vrindavan Dham or now the Dham Space. So there are so many things to say about Srila Narottam Thakur. He was in a very good friendship with Srinivasa Acharya, and that is why one disciple of Srinivasa Acharya named Ramchandra. He was very bosom friend of so Narottam Thakur had did so many songs. When we go Gauranga Bolite Hove Pulaka Sahi Radha Krishna Pran Mo Jnani La Premudhan Karuna, all those things Srila Narottam Thakur. In whole Gauriya Vaishnava Parampara, he was most singer of Gauriya Vaishnava Padavali, and after this, only Saptam Goswami Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur was like this. No comparison, unparalleled. Both were associates of Krishna and Mahaprabhu. So Vivek, in his lotus feet, that today he should be so merciful to us that he bestow His mercy upon me, upon us. We are so unqualified, unworthy,
insignificant.
So by His mercy we can chant pure, we can come in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and His associates in Guru Parampara, and thus we should be qualified. So we should try to pray today. आज उनके चरणों में यही प्रार्थना करेंगे, नरोत्तम ठाकुर जी हमारे ऊपर में कृपा करें, जो हम उनके भांति तो नहीं किंतु उनके अनुगत्य में और उनके शिष्यों के अनुगत्य में हम उनके चरण महाप्रभु के चरणों की सेवा कर सकें, राधा कृष्ण की चरणों की सेवा कर सकें, उनकी पदावलियां हमारे हृदय में आविर्भूत हों। वी आर प्रेइंग दैट द सॉन्ग ही हैज रिटन दे शुड बी
manifest
on your heart, and we can realize and practice all these things truly. आज इनके चरणों में हम प्रार्थना करके कुछ पाएंगे। कितना मिनट हुआ? अच्छा, one song after that. No, some time. Thank you.